So thankful to all of you.
我很感谢大家。
For your kindness to us.
啊，对我何等的好。
For those who are helping us to understand.
那些帮助我们，让他们晓得的。
We thank you. We have a new, translator today.
啊，谢谢你们，我有一个新的翻译。
And so thankful to the Heavenly Father,
感谢天上的父,
for the abundant blessings that He pours into our lives.
给我们丰富的祝福来到我们每一个人的生命。
I'm thankful for His wonderful gift, the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
我感谢他给我们永远的生命，借着基督耶稣。
I'm thankful that He gave us His Son, Jesus, to live in us by His Spirit.
感谢神借着灵，让我们可以认识让他赐下他的儿子耶稣基督。
I'm thankful that we can acknowledge Jesus' presence with us this morning.
感谢神，我们可以晓得他的同在。耶稣的同在。
I know that as we have recognized Him among us, He manifests His life.
感谢神，我们在中间有可以认识他，然后他的同在就可以显明在我们当中。
And we have sensed that this morning.
我们在今天早上可以感觉得到。
Jesus is here.
耶稣就在这里。
We love Him and we worship Him.
我们爱他，我们敬拜他。
Yesterday morning, we mentioned that Jesus came to be our Savior.
昨天我们讲到耶稣来要当我们的救主。
And this morning, I thought of something that made me happy.
今天早上我想到让我很快乐的一件事。
It was a pleasant memory.
是一个很好的回忆。
We have many pleasant memories. We have more and more of them as we grow older.
我们年纪越来越大，就会有越多的很好的回忆。
I remembered one time that my father asked us, he didn'tTell us, but he asked us.
我记得有一次我的父亲
he said,
向我们说,
he said it would be good for us if we would look up the places in the Bible where it tells us why Jesus came.
他向我们说我们应该来到好好的查圣经，让我们看到为什么耶稣来到这个世上。
When I heard him say that in the meeting,
当我听到他在聚会中这么问的时候，
I thought, well, that's something that I can do.
我想说，哦，这是我可以做得到的事。
So I looked up why Jesus came.
所以我就想说为什么耶稣来。
And I found quite a few Bible references.
那我就找到很多在圣经里面讲到的。
And several spoken by Jesus himself.
有很多是耶稣自己说的。
Why Jesus came in his own words.
为什么他自己要来，他耶稣自己说。
There are some that are very familiar to us.
有一些我们都很熟悉了。
I think of the one in Mark 10:45. Where we read that he came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many.
马可福音第十章四十五节，他讲到他来不是要服侍人，不是要被服侍，是要服侍人，那可以让很多人可以得救来认识他。10:45.
Mark 10:45.
马可福音十章四十五节。
Yes.
OK, 一起念四十五节。因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命，做多人的赎价。
Another one is in Luke 19, verse 10, where Jesus said, the Son of Man, again, as in Mark 10, he called himself the Son of Man. He came to seek and to save the lost.
另外一处是在路加福音十九章第十节，他这次是说到要拯救寻求失丧的人。
You told it, you explained it, right?
Yes.
See, I didn't understand. Another place.
另外一处.
In John, the Gospel of John, chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章.
Jesus said, I came that they might have life and have it abundantly.
他说我来是要叫羊得生命，并且得了更丰盛。十节。
Jesus came, we sing that, more abundantly, that they might have life and have it more abundantly.
我们诗歌唱到我们要得了更丰盛，要 得着生命，得着更丰盛。
He says, I lay down my life for the sheep.
他说我来要为羊舍命。
Verse 14, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep.
第十四节说，我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。然后后来又接着说，并且我为羊舍命。
Now there were several more that I found.
又有很多地方我又找到。
But one thing was a common thread in almost all of them. You find that he came to do something wonderful for us that we cannot do for ourselves.
很多次都讲到说，耶稣来是要做为我们做奇妙的事，是我们自己做不到的。
In Luke 19, Zacchaeus.Could not save himself.
路加福音十九章说到
the little man, Zacchaeus.
Zacchaeus 讲到他自己做不到，他自己不能拯救自己。
And so we are lost sinners, just like he was.
我们都像是。罪人就像撒该一样。
But Jesus came to seek us and to save us.
但是耶稣来，他要来拯救我们，寻找我们，拯救我们。
And so he came to work on our behalf.
所以他来是为我们成就，为我们做事。
Yesterday morning we also mentioned that he came.And that he comes, and that he is coming again.
昨天早上我们讲到他已经来，他正要来，那还有他以后还要来。
I would like to think with you for just a few minutes about this present tense coming. He comes.
今天我要跟大家分享就是现在是他正要来，他。他已经来。
I remember once going to a meeting in a church in Manhattan.
有一次我记得去曼哈顿的一间教会。
I went to hear a minister that I spoke of her already, an elderly lady preacher.
有一位女教士，一位年纪大的女教士。
I mentioned the other day how she was speaking to some Bible school students about how they should read their Bibles.
我 前昨天有讲到他教导他们他的学生如何去读圣经。
But this time she was speaking in a Glad Tidings Tabernacle. That's the oldest Pentecostal church in New York.
这一次他在一个最古老的五旬节教会里面所讲的所讲的。
And she started by asking a question.
她开始讲到是用一个问题开始。
Oh, the meeting was in a smaller room in the basement.
聚会是在一个地下室一个小小的地方。
And she was standing there by the first row.
她站在前排的第一排。
And she would walk back and forth and look into a person's face.
她会走到每一个人的前面看看每一个人的脸。
She would say, "Where is Jesus?"
她问他们说，耶稣在哪里？
And then they would give an answer.
那他们就会给。
Maybe the man would say, "Oh, he's in heaven."
也许你问到一个人，他会说，哦，他在天上。
Then she would say, "Oh, honey," she would say to a lady, "Where is Jesus?"
还会问另外一个说，哦，亲爱的，耶稣在哪里？
Then they would say something, and she wasn't happy with any answers.
她对每一个人的那个答案都很不满足。
Until she heard them say, "He's within me."
直到听到有人说，哦，他在我的里面。
He's in my heart.
他在我的心里。
That's what she wanted to bring out.
所以他就他就是想要表达他的这个。
She wanted to teach about receiving the Holy Spirit.
他想要讲到如何接受圣灵。
She wanted everyone to know that Jesus comes to live in our hearts and he gives us the Holy Spirit.
他想要讲到耶稣如何来到我们的里面，如何借着圣灵来到我们里面。
By his Spirit, he comes to us.
借着他的圣灵，他来到我们中间。
Makes us his temple.
让我们成为他的殿。
And rules on the throne in our hearts.
然后在我们心里的宝座上面掌权。
And she kept asking.
她就一直问，一直问。
And I was sitting near the back, so she never came to me.
我坐在最后面，所以她没有走来问我。
But she kept saying no, no, no.
但是她一直说，哦，不对，不对，不是，不是。
And I kept thinking, I felt sorry for those people because their answers were right.
我觉得我很对不起那他问的，因为我觉得他们回答也是对的。
Jesus is in heaven.
耶稣的确是在天国。
He is at God's right hand.
他在上帝的右边。
I felt sorry for them.
我就对他们很感到对不起。
She kept saying no.
但是他一直说不对。
But I understand what she was trying to do.
我晓得他要说的是什么，他要表达的是什么。
She didn't want anyone to think that even though Jesus is in heaven,
他想要让大家知道说，虽然神耶稣在神的右边
，that he is far away from us,
就好像他离我们很远很远。
He is exalted far above all at the Father's right hand,
好像他被升高到神的右边。
And still he is in our hearts,
但是他如今还是在我们的心里。
And that is such a wonderful truth.
那这是一个非常真的真理。
He is with us and he is within us.
他在我们当中，他也在我们的里面。
And here in Hebrews 9, we mentioned this yesterday, how we have these three comings or three appearances.
在希伯来书第九章也讲到三个显现。
It says in the 24th verse, Christ has entered not into holy places made with hands, which are copies of the true things, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf.
第二十四节，因为基督并不是进了人手所造的圣殿，乃是进了天堂，如今为我们显在神面前。
Again, you notice he appears in the presence of God for us.
他耶稣显现在神的面前是为着我们。
He came to serve us and give his life for us.
他来侍候我们，然后也为我们舍上他的生命。
When we were lost sinners, he came to seek and to save us.
当我们还是罪人的时候，他来寻找我们。
He came to give us life more abundant in him.
他来要给我们得着生命，得着更丰盛在他的里面。
And he appears in the presence of God for us.
那他在他在神的面前显现是为着我们。
All for us.
是说为着所有是为着我们。
How he loves you and me.
他何等的爱你和我。
Everything he does as Savior is for us.
他所有所做的都是为着我们。
And now he appears in the presence of God on our behalf.
那他在神的面前侍立在神的面前为着我们。
He appeared once to put away sin.
他为着要把罪孽除去。
He will appear a second time for those who are eagerly waiting for him.
那他还要第二次的显现，让那些为着那些渴慕他的人。
But now he appears in the presence of God for us.
但是如今他侍立在神的面前，是为着我们。
He has entered into heaven itself for us.
他进了天国也是为着我们。
Not only on his own behalf,
不是为着他自己而已。
But to appear in the presence of God for us.
但是乃是到神的面前为了是我们。
Last night we sang he's the mighty victor since he rent the veil in two.
昨天晚上我们唱到他是神圣主宰，他已裂幔成两片。
And by entering in ahead of us,
那他借着先到先回到天国。
He obtained something very precious for us.
他拿到了一些非常宝贵的东西。
Boldness.Confidence to enter into the presence of God.
有信心的来到神的面前。
We are called to draw near in the fullness of faith.
我们被呼召要来到神的面前，带着信心。
We are taught you have come to Mount Zion. You have come to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God.
我们被教导说要来到神的面前，来到新的耶路撒冷，是神所拣选。
You have come to God.
我们来到神面前。
And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant.
来到耶稣面前是新约跟旧约的中保。
So now in the presence of God, this is our place. This is where we belong.
所以这个就是我们应该来到的地方，这是我们应该属于的地方。
The home of our soul is in this heavenly sanctuary.
我们灵魂的家就是在这个属天的隐秘处。
Here Jesus appears.
在这里耶稣向我们显现。
Here he ministers on our behalf. It's his heavenly ministry.
在这里他服侍我们，在这里说到是属天的服侍。
And he gives us his life and enables us to serve him.
那他赐给我们生命，让我们可以来服侍他。
He has entered in for us.
他 他已经进入他已经进入这个生命他自己。
And I mentioned yesterday also that on these Sundays in the Advent season, my father used to preach. First Sunday he came, second Sunday he comes, third Sunday he is coming again.
我昨天说到我的父亲在圣诞之前都会一个礼拜说到耶稣已经来，或是然后接着这个下礼拜说到耶稣来了，然后又讲到耶稣还要再来。
So this morning we are making believe that it is the second Sunday of Advent.
所以我在今天早上我假装是第二个礼拜。
And he used to tell us that Jesus comes to us now.
那他对我们说，耶稣现在就来。
That's not just in the meeting. It's also in our daily lives, moment by moment, as we sang.
不只在聚会当中，乃是在每一天过着生活的当中。
But my dad would often call attention to the fact that in the meeting, Jesus is right here, and he comes to us.
我父亲常常就提醒我们在聚会中，他就在主耶稣就在我们当中，他来到我们的当中。
He comes to us in the presence and the power of his Holy Spirit.
他借着圣灵的同在来到我们的当中。
He comes to us through his word when he speaks to us.
他借着他自己的话，他对我们的心里说话。
In the preaching, when God's word is opened up to us,
当讲道的时候，他的话就为我们开了。
Jesus said, "The words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life."
耶稣自己说我的话就是道，我的话就是真理生命。
And Jesus walks in the midst of his people.
那耶稣他来也走在我们当中。
Yes.He lives in their hearts, he is within them, and he is among them.
他住在你们当中，也住在他们中间。
He told his disciples,
他告诉他自己的门徒,
I'm leaving you.
我要离开你们。
And when he told them that, it says, sorrow filled their hearts.
当他向门徒这样子讲的时候，圣经说他们就忧虑，在忧虑到心里面。
They did not want him to leave them.
门徒不喜欢耶稣离开他们。
What would it be like for them if he left them?
离开他们的话，门徒要怎么办呢？
What would they do?
他们要做什么？
And they were wondering what he was meaning when he spoke to them like that.
门徒就自己的在那里猜测为什么主耶稣这样子的讲对他们讲话。
And several times in that talk that Jesus gave,
那很多次在耶稣这样子对他们讲话的时候
said, I'm telling you these things so that you might rejoice.
他耶稣对他们说我告诉你们这些是要叫你们喜乐。
I want you to have my joy in you.
我要让我的喜乐也可以在你们里面。
I want your joy to be full.
我要你们的喜乐丰满。
Interesting, isn't it, that Jesus was telling them things to make them happy, but they were getting sad.
很奇怪的是，耶稣要跟他们讲，要让他们喜乐，但是他们忧虑。
It must be because they didn't understand it yet.
一定是他们还不懂得耶稣在讲什么。
Did you ever notice at the end of the Gospel of Luke when Jesus ascends into heaven?
你有没有看到在路加福音最后一章，耶稣升上天的时候
？It says that the disciples, right at the very end there, it says the disciples went back to Jerusalem with great joy.
他那里说到最后的地方，他说到门徒回到耶路撒冷的时候。带着大的喜乐。
You've heard that expression, what's wrong with this picture?
我们有听到有话说，这个 这个照片是哪里不对。
That describes this because Jesus tells them he's going to leave them and they get very sad.
就好像在讲到说耶稣跟他们说我要离开你们，那门徒就忧虑就伤心。
And then he actually leaves them.
然后耶稣就接着就真的就离开他们。
And they're filled with exuberant joy.
那他们就有一个很大的喜乐。
Does that make sense?
有没有
合不合逻辑? Yes, it makes sense.
对，很合乎逻辑。
Because in that time in between.
就是因为在耶稣跟他们讲跟到耶稣升天的中间。
Jesus taught them.He taught them many wonderful things about his purpose.
耶稣已经教导很多很多关于他在这个世界上的原因。
And they began to grasp what it was that he wanted them to do.
所以门徒开始就了解到说哦，原来耶稣要我们做的是什么。
And how it was that he was going to bless them.
那也知道了，要知道耶稣如何的要祝福他们。
And come to them.
然后要来到他们。
And so they went back to Jerusalem and did just what he said they should do.
所以他们回到耶路撒冷。
They tarried, they waited on the Lord.
他们就等候神，等候他。
They worshipped God, they sought the face of Jesus.
他们敬拜神，他们寻求主的面。
They claimed the promise that had been given to them.
他们要得着主耶稣给他们的应许。
I will not leave you alone. I will come to you.
我不会离开你们，我要来到你们当中。
I'll be sending my promise, the promise of the Father. The Holy Spirit is coming.
我要应许你们，有从父来的圣灵要来到你们的当中。
And it won't be long.
那等不多时。
So go back and tarry, and you will receive the Holy Spirit.
那你们要回去，要等候，要忍耐等候，那你们就必得着圣灵。
And you will be witnesses unto me.
那你就成为我的witness, 成为我的见证人。
In John 16,
约翰福音十六章
，verse 7.
第七节
or first verse 6 it says because I have said these things to you sorrow has filled your heart then verse 7 nevertheless I tell you the truth it is to your advantage that I go away for if I do not go away the comforter will not come to you but if I go I will send him to you
第六第七节只因我将这事告诉你们，你们就满心忧愁。然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来；我若去，就差他来。
It's true, I was with you, and now you won't see me anymore.
没有错，你们，我曾经与你们在一起，但是你们会不会看到我。
But I have something better in store for you.
但是我还有更好的给你们。
You will see me in your hearts with the eye of faith.
你们会在心里面的信心看到我。
I will be with you.
我还会再与你们同在。
I will be.Within you,
我将要还要在你们里面。
I will never leave you nor forsake you.
我永远不会离开你们或丢弃你们。
I am coming to you.
我会来到你们当中。
And the Holy Spirit will work in wonderful ways.
圣灵要做奇妙的工作。
He shall glorify me.
他要荣耀我。
And your sorrow will be turned into joy.
那你们的忧愁就要变为喜乐。
Jesus, or the writer to the Hebrews says that Jesus now appears in the presence of God for us.
在希伯来书的作者他跟我们说耶稣现在在神面前是为着我们
But Jesus explained to his disciples
那但是耶稣解释为给他的门徒解释
That it is because he is there that he is here
他解释说因为他在那里就是天上所以他才可以在我们这里
Because he went away from them.
因为他先离开他们。
He was speaking about going to the cross.
他说到他要去到十字架。
And triumphing over sin and death.
然后得胜罪和仇罪跟死亡。
Rising from the dead.And ascending to the Father, and as the risen, glorified Christ, sending forth the Holy Spirit.
他要得胜，然后到神的升到神的右边，然后得着荣耀。
And now Jesus comes. He came to them, and he comes to us.
所以耶稣现在来到我们当中，他为着我们来。
Because he is exalted at the right hand of the Father in the heavens.
因为他已经在神的右边得着荣耀。
Peter says on the day of Pentecost, he received from the Father this gift of the Holy Spirit.
彼得在使徒行传说到他已经得着这个从天上来的礼物。
And he has poured the Holy Spirit out upon us.
他已经把圣灵浇灌出来在我们这里。
Because he is there.
因为他在那里。
He is here.
他才可以在这里。
And when we look to him in faith.
那我们借着信心看着他。
And when we open our hearts to him.
我们把心打开。
When we come together like that.
当我们一起聚集的时候。
He fulfills his promise.
他的应许就成就。
He is in the midst of his people.
他就在他属民的中间。
He comes to work in us.
他来做工在我们身上。
To equip us to serve him.
来让我们可以。
To change us into his likeness.
让我们可以侍奉他，可以改变我们像他。
He is within us.
他在我们里面。
The Apostle Paul in Philippians 2 says, God works in you.To will and to do of His good pleasure.
腓立比书第二章说到，他在我们里面，为要让我们可以做合乎他喜悦的。
We abide in Jesus.
我们住在主耶稣的里面。
He abides in us.
他就住在我们里面。
He comes and lives, abides in us as the one who works in us by the power of His Holy Spirit to accomplish what God wants.
他借着圣灵，他要住在我们里面，然后借着圣灵要来到成就神想要做成的。
To me, it's such a wonderful thing that Jesus comes to us when we gather together in His name.
对我来说，何等的奇妙！当我们每个人聚集的时候，耶稣就在我们当中。
He draws our hearts.
他吸引我们的心。
He shows us Himself.
他显现他自己。
He works in us the response of love.
他把爱充满在我们当中。
Jesus comes.
耶稣来了。
Our great and glorious Savior comes.
我们荣耀的救主来了。
He is our Lord. We worship Him.
他是我们的主，我们敬拜他。
You remember in Revelation.
记不记得在启示录
The first chapter
第一章
It was Sunday
是一个礼拜天礼拜主日
And it says that the Apostle John was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day
那他说到约翰使徒约翰在神的日子就是主日
That's a good place to be
是一个很好的一天应该在
I hope we are all found in the Spirit on the Lord's Day.
我希望我们每一个人在主日都是在主的 主的殿中。
And of course, every day of the week.
但也是每一天，每一天都要在主里面。
But John heard a voice.
但是约翰听到了一个声音。
And as he turned to see that voice that was speaking to him,
他听到了一个声音对着他说。
He saw a beautiful vision, a glorious vision.
他看到一个又美又荣耀的异象。
Of the risen Christ.
就是复活的主。
The glorified Christ.
荣耀的主。
And it was overwhelming, overpowering. He fell down at Christ's feet.
是那么大有能力的，所以他扑倒在神的面前。
The description, you read it, it's just dazzling.
我们读的话，我们看到是何等的dazzling, 何等的
brilliant,
brilliant, right.
And the Lord had something he wanted John to tell his people.
耶稣他要借着约翰告诉他属他的人。
When he explained some of that vision,
他对他解释一些异象的意思。
John had seen the Lord walking among some lampstands.
约翰看到耶稣在灯台中间走路。
And he says those lampstands are the churches.
那他说这些灯台就是教会。
I have something I want to say to my people.
我有话对我的子民说。
And I want to use you to give them my word.
那我要借着你要跟他们说我的话。
But there we see the risen glorified Christ walking among his people in the churches.
所以我们看到复活的主在教会中走路走来走去。
He says, whoever has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
他说凡有耳的就应当听要对教会所说的话。
When you read those messages, they are so heart-searching.
当你读那篇信息的时候，你就会发现你的心是何等的被掏心。
One of the great things that comes across,
一个伟大的一个信息就是
is this, lest you think that I am a God that is afar off,
当你们想到我是一个很远很远的神，
it is not so.
其实不是。
I know your works.
我知道你做什么。
I know what you're thinking.
我知道你在想什么。
I know what you're saying.
我知道你在说什么。
I know what you are allowing to happen in the church.
我知道你要在教会里面将要做什么。
I know those who are coming in to trouble you.
我知道什么事要来烦你。
I know the condition of your heart.
我知道你心里的状态。
I know how much you love me.
我知道你有多爱我。
I know how much you, how faithfully you serve me.
我知道你有多忠心的服侍我。
I know where you're stepping out of the way.
我知道你哪里走错了路。
I know where your love is waning or diminishing.
我知道你的爱好像已经减少了。
I see this all.
我看到所有的，我都有看到。
His eyes are as a flame of fire.
他的眼目像火焰一样。
Was right there.
耶稣就在他们当中。
Nothing escaped his notice.
没有一件事离开他的眼目。
And he had a word to speak.
那他有话说。
And it was a word of correction. Sometimes was a word of correction, a word of warning.
是要警告我们的话，是要改变我们的一些话。
A word of encouragement.
鼓励的话。
Always a marvelous offer of His grace.
都是借着要赐下他自己的恩典的话。
A glorious promise for those who would receive His word.
荣耀的应许给那些领受他道的人。
And who would join the overcomers?
要参加得胜者的行列。
I promised that it would be shorter today.
我应许说要讲短一点的道, 今天。
So I just want to say this.
所以我只想说,
of all the three comings that my father would preach about,
我父亲说, 所有的三次耶稣的要来的道,
my favorite one was this one.
我最喜欢的就是,
because,
因为,
when he would preach,
当他在讲道的时候,
preach about Jesus coming to his people and walking in the midst.
当他讲到耶稣来到他的子民当中，在他的子民当中行走。
As he was preaching,
当他正在讲的时候,
you could sense that it was happening.
你可以感觉到就,
at that very moment,
就在那个时刻,
he was preaching that Jesus comes.
他在说耶稣来,
and Jesus was coming.
耶稣已经来,
he was touching our hearts.
他就在触摸我们的心,
melting our hearts,
在融化我们的心,
helping us to bow down before him and worship and adore him.
让我们可以在他面前俯伏来敬拜他,
helping us to receive him.
帮助我们可以来,
and open wide our hearts to his glorious and gracious working.
为要让我们可以把我们的心打开, 让他荣耀的进来。
In other words, just the very thing that is promised by the Lord Jesus to his followers in his word,
就好像, 神借着神的应许,
was happening. At that very moment, God's word was being fulfilled in our midst, in the meeting.
就在那个时刻, 好像, 神的话就再次被应验在他们的当中。
And so as I got older and I could understand a little bit and appreciate this,
当我继续, 长大以后, 我就开始发现这些,
it became something that was most precious to me.
就成为我, 最宝贵的一件事。
And it still is.
它还是一样宝贵。
And I sense that even here this morning.
那今天早上我也感觉它, 它就在这里。
In some of you know the little book called Daily Manna.
你们有些人可能知道, 每日灵粮。
And there are this Pastor Wald Vogel.
就是吴老牧师。
Yeah, the old one.
老的牧师。
He writes sometimes, or he didn't write it, but these come from his sermons, someone else put them together.
他不是写这本书, 但其实是他的讲道，有人把他片段拿进去做成一本书。
Two or three of those readings mention this little phrase about paying loving attention to Jesus.
有常常讲到说, 要注意耶稣, 要爱耶稣。
And it says when we pay loving attention to Jesus, he never fails to come and do his work in our hearts.
他常常说到, 如果我们注意他, 我们爱他, 他就不会, 他就不会停止他做工在我们的心里面。
If Jesus is right here, right now,
如果耶稣今天就在这里, 现在在这里,
why would we not pay loving attention to him?
我们为什么不, 就是用爱来注意他?
He is the lover of our souls.
他是爱我们灵魂的神。
He is our great God Almighty.
他是, 全能的大主宰。
Our Lord and Savior.
我们的主, 我们的救主。
And I know we sense his presence here even this morning.
我们感觉到他早上就在我们当中。
When we consider his words, they are precious to us.
我们想到他的话, 我们就感觉到非常的宝贵。
And as my dad always would preach, Jesus comes today through his word, by his spirit, to his people.
哇, 我的爸爸常常说到, 耶稣借着他的道，借着他的圣灵，就来到我们当中。
Let us open our hearts wide to him to receive him.
我们把我们的心打开，我们来接受他。
It's a precious thing that there are places like this.
何等宝贵，有像我们这样子的地方。
Where the Lord manifests his presence.
神可以来在这里显明他自己的同在。
And those aren't just words that we say.
不是只有我们光用话来讲。
But our very real.
但是是非常的真实。
An experience that we enjoy.
是一个经验，我们可以来享受的经验。
That we can enter into more deeply.
而且可以越来越深的经历。
Jesus is here.
耶稣就在这里。
Let us acknowledge him.
我们再来注视他。
Let us adore him.
我们再来眼目注视他。
Let us receive him.
我们来接受他。
And we'll never be the same. Praise the Lord.
而且永远不会改变。
Thank you.
谢谢。
God bless you all.
主祝福你们。